The Transport Union says a near miss on the southeastern freeway this week shows how coroner recommendations from 6 years ago are still being ignored. Police are investigating the Wednesday morning incident in which a truck driver slammed into a pile of gravel near the Heisen Tunnels as he said he was experiencing brake failure. Joining me for a chat about his concerns is Ian Smith from the SA branch of the TWU. Hi there, Ian. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, really well, thanks today. Now, what does Wednesday's incident say to you about action on the freeway?
Well, it once again highlights the dangers of our industry, road transport. It is the most dangerous industry out there. It's a real concern to see what's occurred and to see that the coroner's findings from all those years ago, which are quite valid, not all of them are being applied. You know, one of the findings around the big stick mentality of finding drivers and taking their license away, well, that hasn't worked. And I'll give the government the credit. They did back down on those options. Yes, people that absolutely disobey the law and are rampant at it, they deserve not to be on the road. And that goes for any road user. But you can't penalise people with their livelihood because they make just a small mistake. And that's what that legislation did. The coroner's report also did a number of other things. Training. I know there's some training the government's put a heap of money into a simulator for drivers to use. But the problem with that is, and I was talking to an owner driver this morning that comes here quite regularly, he said, how the hell am I? I've got to come down the hill before I can use the simulator anyway. And then as an owner driver, I've got to pay to use the thing and I haven't got the revenue to do that. All the time, and he's an experienced owner driver. But that's what's happening. We're getting people coming down that are inexperienced, and there's lack of training. Two, speed's an issue, and the volume of traffic. So it's confusing with the speed. I'm saying when the vehicle, what we see after refreshing my memory yesterday of the road, when the road goes into the three lanes, which is basically when it hits the first tunnel, where the first arrest spot is, that lane should be heavy vehicle only and it should be reduced to a maximum of 40 kilometres, not 60. And what I see when I get into the tunnel, someone that's unaware of the road or has never been down, they will get into the tunnel and because you're in that tunnel, you actually lose a bit of vision and you don't actually understand where you're going. So you get out of the tunnel, all of a sudden you're going too fast. And if the speed was 40 kilometres, you wouldn't be allowed to go too fast. It'd be limited and you wouldn't get out of control. And as you went around that slight bend, you would be able to pull into that parking area and check your vehicle before it got out of control. And that was one of the coroner's recommendations.
Right, so that's not being followed. Slower speed limit there.
Absolutely. Slower speed limit and limit it to all heavy vehicles. 40 kilometres, and that's the one thing that's been suggested to me by people within our industry that actually do the job and are coming down on a regular basis. Mm. You've got to remember, these B-double trucks are 60 tonne plus. They're enormously hard to stop. And yes, technology's given us some great ability with the vehicles being able to stop and everything, but there's a limit to what they can do. When you have a vehicle of that amount of weight on doing any sort of speed, it's going to take so long to stop, and it's not going to take long before whatever they have on with all the brazen and technology isn't going to work. And that's what's occurring. So you continue down the hill, and the next problem is the second arrest bed's a fair way down. So if you're out of control and you've lost your brakes, by the time you hit that, you are rocking and rolling. You are flying, all right? Yes, and that's fine, all right? But what we say is that left lane, that should be for heavy vehicles only, and that should go all the way to the crossroad intersection. And at the set of lights there, that should be the truck or heavy vehicle lane where they can go whichever way they want. If they need to go there crossroad, they turn left. If they need to go to the right, they turn right, and you set the lights up to sync that. But further to that, there's a big wall there, concrete wall. The other side of that wall, there's a heap of trees. There's enough room to put another arrest bed in at the bottom of the freeway, where a driver, if he's getting into real strife and he's in that lane, he can pull into that arrest of bed before he gets the light and avert tragedy. Now, what's happened before is we haven't had that, and we've had the horrible tragedy at Cleanaway where those two people lost their life and the driver nearly lost his life. And purely and solely, there was an old truck that had suspect brakes and the driver had never been trained. So it's a recipe for disaster that's still occurring. None of this has been done. They tried the big stick, that didn't work. Now they're not doing much at all other than cameras and all that sort of stuff. So I think it's time for everybody to have a look at this properly and come up with a plan that not only saves truck drivers' lives, it saves all the community.
TWU-SANT branch secretary Ian Smith is with me talking about the Southeastern Freeway and truck safety. So in terms of training, who should be responsible for that? Because it seems as though with the most recent case that the garbage collection company was liable for not doing the training properly. Shouldn't it be the private companies, or do you think the state government should be stepping in?
Oh, state governments, federal governments should be assisting the training. Everybody in the supply chain has a responsibility. And the problem we have in our industry is the client, the person up the top of the supply chain, controls what happens in this industry. There's very few companies out there that actually, they will tell every transport operator that works in their system that you must do all these things. But they don't give them enough revenue to do that.
Oh, so, man. You know,
your bottom line is we are getting the life squeezed out of us. And if you think what happens in an industry, and I've been in the industry for 30 years, the client up the top of the chain controls it. Now, there is some great companies out there that are doing the right thing. You know, I know we had a hell of a fight for a long while with Coles, but they've actually decided now that they've recognised that their supply chain needs to be safe. And the one way to do that is to make sure that companies that they're hiring in the supply chain have minimum standards they need to achieve. And what they're saying in that charter they have with this is the fact that the standards that they need to achieve are similar to what Toll and Linfox will provide for their employees and their type of vehicles. That can only be better, and that raises the standard. So we need other companies to pipe up and not push the blame back onto the transport operator, and in particular the driver, as being his fault every time we have an issue. That's just not good enough.
I do appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining me, Ian Smith.
No worries. Thank you.